big chiddush is, I'm not taking anything from the kohen. The kohen can't eat this challah anyway. It's sofek tuma. The challah started off as sofek tuma. Right? No level of sofek tuma. Those are the first words in the sugya. So I know it's sofek tuma. Sofek tuma. The challah can't eat. The challah can't be eaten anyway. So what's so terrible if I make it tummy? I make tummy tummy. Who's losing out? Now you're dealing now with dini momentus. If I make tohoch iso, I make it tummy, then there's a financial loss to the kohen. I understand. They're two separate halachas in challah. There's a halacha of hafhosha and a halacha of nesina. I gotta separate it. I gotta give it. If I separate it, it's no longer tevel. Then I still have a chiyuv dini momentus. I have a chiyuv to give it to a kohen. But here, what's the kohen going to do with it? He's going to burn it. So I make it more tamei and more burn it. It's just going to burn it more or less. I'm doing nothing adverse for the interest of the kohen, since those interests were taken away by the initial fact that I began to deal with something which was suffering tumor. Nevertheless, behavior aloha, I cannot move sofik tumah to vadei tumah. That's an insult to the kedusha of the challah. That denigrates the kedusha of the challah by moving it from a sofik tumah to a vadei tumah. That's the key point here. You got it? Okay, you have that clear? This is it. Run through your mind again. You don't miss the first words. The first words, tan hosam no la lo sofek tuma. So that's, as far as eating it, it's dead. There's no way to eat the challah anyway. Hapapikain, now you're dealing with pure kodesh, chumash of a kodesh. Right? Just like the Mishnah started off, a mala also, bekodoshim, to make a tuma meis le'eis. That's why there's a relationship between such a sugi and our sugi. So it's a special mala to challah, that even though there is no change in utility of the challah, alpha pikein is also to be gorei matuma chamura when it had a tuma kala. It had a tuma sofik, now you make a tuma zvadei.
Why specifically challah?
Huh?
Why specifically?
No, it would be applied to everything. Tana. We finish off to remind you. Finish up. Also, ligum tuma lachala. What kind of also ligum tuma lachala? Right. It had tuma, as you said. The chalosa truya lo ochlin velo sofin. Right. Look what Rashi says. Kisha also betara. It's not going to prove the chala any. It's not going to make it any more edible. Right. Because b'shum sofik hanodu lo rishon, they began with a sofik.
Yeah.
No, now I know. What's the sofik? What was the sofik?
Sofik
is a sofik. What was the case of the sofik? It said you started off with chala that had a sofik, no little sofik. What kind of a sofik?
The Gemara says sofik chala.
It says. What does he answer you?
Sofik
chala. Also, come up, a wise guy answer. Sofik on the challah, whether it's ketor or not. Well, that's what I asked you. I asked you, what kind of sofik? Why didn't you answer me? No. My sofik challah, right? Mm-hmm. It's that is a legal term I'm using. I didn't answer you, wise guy, sofik challah, sofik challah. But sofik challah has another connotation of what? Abaye v'rov amatavayu. Shelo tomar bahochocho shodinu. The hosam chulin greide nama mitamu. Ella benishon. Okay, let's go try to get a hezma here. Two kinds of sofik. Okay. One is when there's a vadai tomei, what we call normal language of Tumah Batara, Sofik Noga, Sofik Lo Noga.
There's tuma in my environment. I'm dealing with a situation where there is tuma, right? And now the question is, was this tuma in my environment? Did it impact upon my tahara? That's one kind of suffix. Second kind of suffix is, I don't know whether there was tuma in my environment at all. I don't know whether the man, the woman who dealt with the challah, whether he was tummy either. But it could be he was tummy. And since it could be that he was tummy, it could be that he was matami my challah. But I'm not sure that he was tummy. Where I know a man is vaday tummy, that's a different topic. Let me give, jump ahead, give the example in the Gemara. Sugya, if those who learn Psochem, you should, would have picked it up at the beginning of Psochem. The Sugya of Shnei Shvili. Right.
That's at the end of Nida, right? That's at the end of Nida, though, right? Like the last daf or something?
Comes three places. It's a, like a bad penny. Comes back all the time, that one. Yeah. Yeah.
What is a bad penny? Bad penny?
Yeah.
I've heard of Brad Penny.
Okay. Instead of having this over here, why don't you put it on his desk? Since I've recorded this up here, so. I have Shnei Shvilin. Right? On one Shvil, on one path, there's a dead body buried across it. A grave. Right? A fellow shows up. He says, I just heard that there was a dead body buried on the path going from my house to this town. But there were two paths. The incident happened months ago. I don't remember which path I took. That's one kind of suffix they feel it. Right. What if a fellow comes to the Rav and says, there were two paths.
I took this path.
I don't know in which path the one was buried. The man was buried. I went to path A. Could it be that there was a man buried there? I don't know. Right. So you go to the Rav, he says, well, Sofik Tumma Bashus Harabim Svekotoho. Right? What about he shows up next week and he says, you know, I'm bothered. I went on the other path this time. I don't know where the man was buried.
But you know there is a man buried, or you have a Sofik that the man is buried there too?
Right?
You know the man is buried on one of those two.
Right.
Paths.
Don't know where. Right? Now I went on path B. So the Rav says, well, you don't know where it was buried. Suffolk Tumor just happened. Sveik at all. So the guy scratches his head and they tell him, let me understand. There were two paths. I certainly went over the dead body. But that's about doors. There was a dead body buried in that path. That's going to be a tough sock to understand how you can paskin. Okay? Shnei Shreel and Shnei Biyot. I give you the cases that of Shnei Shreel. Two people come in, right? It's a path in which one is buried, right? A and B, right? Come in one at a time. A comes in, the whole pasuk is toho. B comes in, the whole pasuk is toho. A and B come in together. Since A and B were going on a trip, we were walking, he decided to go to the left. I went to the right. Yeah? Then, one of us is certainly tummy. Came bevasachas. You're quite right. The same suffix tumma. But there I get into another problem. Bezdin shouldn't sound stupid. You can't bezdin paskin dinim that people think. bunch of kooks. How can you do that? Two people came in. One is Vade Tame. I think then we'll go with both the Torah out. Okay. Those are the classic cases of Shei Shvili. Okay, you with us? Mm-hmm. Now, here's what he says. What happened over here? Lo Toma Bochocho Shanina Kmo Shei Shvili. When the Sufik tumor that we're talking about is a tumor of Shnei Shvilin, I have to look at Rashi.
Sufik Chal or my Sufik Chal?
The Sufik Chal, he answered him, it's a Sufik that affects only Chal, not Chulin. The Sufik tumor Hanregas B'Chal, ain't a Nohegas B'Chulin. Kigon Nishon. Let me translate that Rashi for you. It's a difficult Rashi. Unless you want to do that. Mr. Siv, you want to try that Rashi?
Would you like me to?
If I mess up, I mess up. Stop.
Okay.
Subic to my Hagas Bechalim. I don't know Hagas Bechulin. Kigon, Nishon. What is. Okay, so. Not sure what he means by Nishan. Is Nishan another form?
I can't translate.
Okay. It took me a while to figure out also, but okay. We're talking about Sufik Chala. Not Sufik Tuma. What's Sufik Chala? It's Sufik Tuma or Chala? The Sufik Tuma Hanoheges Bechala Vein Noheges Bechulin. Kagon. Nishan. Like the case of Nishon, which we'll explain in a minute, the Tohol of Nei HaKnesses. Here you have a nice expression. It's Tohol even for the shoegoers, the Bnei HaKnesses. What mean? These are people eating Chulin B'Tahara. These are the Frumis. For them it's okay. Such a suffix doesn't make it not Tahara. Be also the truma, but for truma it will be also. Therefore, itzuch lashminan, af agav don lohage bechulin greda. Even though it doesn't work, it's not a concern for chulin shenasa taras hakodesh. Hocha kiven the tefulin lechala. Here, where you're dealing with real chala, nohage behen. We were machmir on it. Okay. Now, what's the case of Nishan? Says like a case of Nishan. Okay, back to what we've been learning all along. Tumas Hesed. Okay, so imagine we're carrying a heavy beam. I can't carry it myself. I need help. Okay, so I have the beam on my shoulder. You have the beam on your shoulder, and now we're walking straight, right? Walk on an even path. What if we start walking downhill?
It's gonna be more.
What's going to happen?
The one with the weight.
My beam, whoever's in contact with me, my part of the beam, will lean on you.
Increased.
Visualize it?
Of gravity.
Then it's called Hesed. And if I'm a Zov, or she's a Nida, but I don't know whether it did. So here we'll add it right away. It's a heavy beam that really needs both our help. And it's not possible we should walk any distance with it. There shouldn't be a hesed. At some point, you take one step, another step, that the beam shouldn't lean a little bit more heavily on you. While it's attached to me, they'll be leaning on you with a stick. Right? If it's a light beam, then could be that we never was hesed. So here, the way the halacha works out, if it's a heavy beam, it's a badai tomei. It's not a suffix. Well, we're talking about a light beam, a lightweight. It's a shayla. Maybe there was a hesed, maybe not a hesed. That's what we're talking about. That's it. That is what? That's a tomei lechala. By chala, by chulin, we wouldn't be machmir. We wouldn't declare this man tome. He has to go to mikveh before he can touch kodoshim. No, we assume he didn't become tome. But when dealing with chala, right, and he touched the isa, then we're machmir. Watch it. No tama b'chocha sheninu kol shnei shvilin. The hosam chulin greide namen betamu. All right, I'll pick up the Rashi. Gan shnei shvilin echo tome echo to. Sofek holach betome, sofek holach beto. Bo's freaky he. It's a real sofek to behanya bechulin at fool in the chala. That will ask for two. Abutumu shayne mochacha as lo. Isser lashmin and a fila lechuli greater nama mahana locha chulu metaro. Hilka kamahana nama hochi. Ela filu benishon. That's the thing. In the case of the shei shvilin, it's a real suffix. Did I walk on the path with the dead body or not? That's a real suffix. And those who eat chulin b'tahara will not eat chulin that this man touched. That's a reliable suffix. Why? Tumah was vadai. And Sofik. In the case of Nishon, Ella Benishon, that is Sofik Tumah she'ena muchachas. It's a Sofik Tumah that's not so convincing that there was an act of Tumah. Ho, Tan Lakaman de Mahanya le Tumah, Manyanam lechulin atzivolin lechala. But since we say that for Tumah we're going to machmer it, that's the Chiddush that we're machmer for the chulin. Hatful in lechala that were machmer on that too. What's the case? Now back to the Gemara. Tanan zov v'tor shoyapolkim in achamor o toanin. They're either unloading or loading a truck known as a chamor, right? Bizman shemason kovid. If it's a heavy load that they're carrying together, then tome. Maso and kal, toho. Right? But why? Because there's a suffix whether he lean on him. He has a cheskas tahara, sick with our rules. Therefore, we don't declare him tome. But for kulon, and if a kulon, toho le meaknesis. And therefore, as far as eating chulin with tahara, this man is not going to mess up the chulin b'tahara. But when it comes to challah is real. Chulin b'tahara is a training exercise. Meheri bona beis hamikdash, I want to be in practice. Utmein l'truma, right? And chulin hatfulin l'challah ki challah dami. That's the chiddush. That's the suffix tumor we're talking about. A suffix tumor where it's a suffix whether the man became tomei who was in contact with his isa. Now the other case also a suffix when he became tomei. Suffix which shvil he walked in. It's the same suffix. Suffix, did you lean on me? Right? Suffix, did I walk on that path? So what's the chilik? What makes this delicate chilik? The dead is dead. Dead men tell no lies. This live man, I ask him, did you lean on him? He can't answer you, I don't know. So I don't know if I have even a structure of tumah over here. The dead man is a dead man, he tells me he's dead, and you can believe him. This man who's carrying the other beam, he has no answer for you. I don't know what did I didn't I did. Therefore I wouldn't worry about it for chulin. Even the people with chulin b'tahara. But for real chal I do worry about it. That's the chiddush. It becomes what? It's really in the order of our first Mishnah. A chumri that you're accepting because of mala osu b. There, mala osu b'kadoshim. Here, Malawosu Bachala, they want to treat it with Muslim. Why? It's pedagogic. It's educational. To teach you that you're dealing with the same dough, it doesn't look different. You have to know that in this dough lies challah. In this dough lies the challah, it has kedusha, and that's why by making these extra chumras, it drives the point home. Okay. It's an educational chumra. Okay, let's see if we can get down to the Mishnah. Boys, I hope you appreciate. I got a whole bunch of sheetahs to share with you. Totally, I brought a sefer yesterday I had in my hand. Yeah, it's 140 pages on the first four dapim. All kashas, tahutz, and pruzit. But you realize it takes you enough time just to figure out Rashi and Tosfos here. I'm not doing much Tosfos either. We'll do that now with Chazorah. We'll start all the Tosfos again, like we did last year. Yeah. This is to convince you there's such a thing as Maseches Oni. Right? What's Maseches Oni? Maseches where you're Oni Bedas, where you ain't got no Seichel. That's Erevin, Nidor, and Yevamos. That's why no one wanted to learn that in Yeshivas. Yevamos made it, Erev and Nida never made it. But Yevamos has enough, it's big enough to skip the pages that are on it. Nida doesn't give you any respite, no leeway is given to Nida. Every Omer is as bad as the next. But truth is, it's a lot of fun to figure out Pshat this thing. Interesting. Except for the Miri, I think. So I find where the Miri gives you a little help in a blood shear, in understanding the blood. Everybody else, all the Rishonim, just seem to assume you know everything. They just make the assumption, oh, Tumah Batala, you get all clear in your mind, no problem. Moses says that when Cheskio was king, right?
Every boy.
They couldn't find a child, any place there's a soil, who was not Boki, but Tumah Batala. Yeah. That's where they got the expression, no child left behind. Okay, let's see if we can finish down to the mission today. What the answer? That this suffix tumah that came to did he not lean on you would not have impacted on Ochen on the Beis HaKnesses. But it does tmeim l'truma, of course, as real truma, or even chulin hatvulin l'chala, chulin that already is tevel for chala, which means chulin after it's gilgul, after it's been made into dough, right? Then it's kechala. We treat it like chala, chala like is like treated like truma, and we're machmir. Like the Gemara Akasha, Bosanyo, Isha, okay, can you, you did some more of that? Figure this one out. Isha, she tfulas yom.
She's tall that day and mikvah.
What is that?
I'm assuming after, would that be for Tumas Nida or just in general? She was tfulas yom that day. She went to the mikvah that day, tfulas yom.
I'm sorry?
Tfilas Yom would be she went to the mikveh that day, right?
Wait. Yeah. Well, Tfilas Yom is what?
She went to the mikveh.
Someone who's tamei for one day.
They have to go to the mikveh that night.
Huh?
Night. Yeah. They have to.
Then, no. She already knows, they touch a sheretz.
Yeah.
Right? So they are rishon l'tumah. They go to mikveh, they immediately become a sheni l'tumah. But they can't eat tumah. The case of the Gemara in Brachos, the first omen, right? They're interested in eating tumah, eating kadoshim, right? That they can't do yet, because a sheni l'tumah, they make a shlichi l'tumah and a raviv by kodesh. Therefore, as it says, what does she do? She can go ahead. She's a tefulas yom, so she's a sheni.
Yeah.
As a sheni, she can start baking.
Yeah.
She wants to bake bread. She can make her isa, the kotza hemeno chalosa, and she cuts off a piece for challah, as they do. No.
So you can carry it. If she doesn't touch the challah herself, it carries it in something else.
No.
So she can carry it. Bekorah la sham. She can cut off a piece of the dough and cut it into like a vessel, and then she can be kore the shame of challah.
Okay, why? What are we dealing with now? Until you call Hashem and say, this is challah.
It's chulin.
It's all chulin. And she's a sheni. Sheni doesn't do anything to chulin.
Yeah.
So everything is kosher yet.
Yeah.
Right? She cuts off a piece, puts it in a box, so she shouldn't touch it.
Then she's kore
chulin. But she doesn't call Hashem. Not kol Hashem, it still remains chulin. And as chulin, there's no problem with the shlishi.
Yeah.
So all the best she can do is make a shlishi. Right?
Maybe you're going to say that chulin that you've cut over has been set aside like challah is like challah.
Big kasha na gemara. In that case, it is also, he said, because it became gilgul royal challah, we already treat the chulin kichala. Well, how come over here? The amad chulin hatvun lechala is already treated like chala. Before kri Hashem, hot tamsinu, she made a tummy already.
Yeah. Anything that's vadai mitame chulin, gazru al sveik, we were gozer on the suffig because of chulin that's separated like chala.
No. What? No. Where are we up to now?
Kol shabbatim atam echulin gazer al sveigo.
What is it? Why over here are we machmir on the chala before it became chala?
Because
I'm dealing with a vadai, what I vadai tummy. Kol shabbatim echulin, it has a power to matam echulin. Even though it was a suffix like the case of Nishan.
So but
if it was Nishan, he would be an Avatumah.
Yeah.
Right?
So since we can
So therefore you're dealing with real Tumah.
So you've
therefore Gozlo al Sveko Mishukul Natun Lakhala. But at full yom
is not
who
not,
has no possibility of Bimitami Chulin.
Yeah.
At full yom is a Shani. A Shani can't be Mitami Chulin. By full yom even lo metamei, lo metamei, right?
Lo gazru ala mishum
chulin. Lo metamei vadei chulin. Even if he were vadei, he's a vadei tful yom, but doesn't have the level of tumah to transfer. The gabi chulin, he's called a posel, not a tummy, right? You know the distinction of term. If you can be metamei acherim, you call them a tummy. If you can't be mitame acherim, you call the posel. I mean, you have a psul, but you can't transfer to anybody else. Right?
So the only one that
since he's a posel, not a tame, and we better lotion that they used it, be a little clearer in the Gemara. When am I goizel when you're dealing with an odom tame? Here I'm dealing with an isha tameya, not a tameya, isha psula, not a tameya. Isha psula when that goes, it's an easy way to remember it.
So Eslays Shemunida is Vadaim Atami the Cholin, but we don't go on the topic. Yishim Cholin Atul Nechala. The Amar Mar Kiva Kabbalah Minei Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak. Bechulin Shnas Altaros Kadesh. Velo Bechulin.
We're losing you.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. So the Gemara asks, now we go, this finishes off the Mishnah to the Mishnah. Right? This is how you make a siyum mitcheloso l'sofo, from one Mishnah to the next. He says what? The first Mishnah, where the Vada mitamichulin, meaning she's a kind of tumah that's Vada mitamichulin. She's Tumanido. Oh, well, the Rabbana made it. But they made it because of a basis of real Torah, right? Why? Why? Because your mama kiblo minei rab shim beranaz b'yitzik b'chul shunas ataras ha-kodesh lo b'chul shunas ataras ha-tumo. Why? We had said that the case of Mishnah is talking about chul shunas ataras ha-kodesh, not on Tum even, which means chala wouldn't be a factor. Why would not Chala be attacked by this woman? After all, she's dealing with real tumor, tumas nida. Oh man, Rabbanam have tumas nida, but there was no more answer. One, Hossam, no.
Hossam lo b'tichta b'hu truma, ha b'ticha b'hu truma.
What does it mean?
B'ticha.
The word means mixed it. There's no concoction. There's no mixing in. There was no mixing in of truma. Therefore, hosam lo psiche b'hu truma. Ocha psiche bu truma, mi psiche bu chala. By truma, we don't have.
Isla's case, they're not talking about chala, they're talking about regular chulin for Isla's? That she would be. She should be.
No.
Say about the suffix tuma, that the suffix tuma for the nida case is for the case the woman is the suffix is with her, whereas here the suffix is with the chala.
It's a simple chilik. What are you comparing it to the people who are eating chulin al taras? Yeah. Chulin al taras truma. There's no truma in there. There's pure chulin. Therefore, they were mako. Over here, you're dealing with there's real challah in there.
So
they call it truma, but here there's real challah mixed in. There, the whole thing is a make believe. I know it's chulin, there's no kedusha whatsoever. I'm going to do a mock seder, right? It's a mock seder. I make believe it's matzah. It's not matzah. There's no matzah before Erev Pesach. It doesn't exist.
It's just bread that has.
There's crackers, but there's no matzah. Matzah comes into existence Erev Pesach. Achar Chatzos. Therefore.
Chalos Shem. Chalos Shem.
Chalos Shem. Right.
So technically, you could eat beforehand, but no one does anything.
I'm sorry?
So technically one could eat matzah before?
No, not after Chatzos.
Not after Chatzos, but beforehand. Oh, yeah. It's not
no such thing. Yeah, that's what the little. It's hetera bola, right? It's pure hetera. There's no chomets. The chomets also had the Moritain is hetera bola. Those things, it's chomets before Pesach. Chomets is an entity that's created on Pesach. Matzah is created on Pesach. He says, over there we're not machmir on the chulin shenasa al taras truma, because there is no truma there. Some play act is enough on a vaday on a sofik we don't want to be machmir. But over here there's real chale hocha psicha bu truma. But the boy Seimer is the best teretz. That's a special teretz for Alec. Mind your own business.
Okay.
I'm the rabbonon. I do what I want. All right, so.
Free country.
Right? Arbitrary. You want to ask me kashas, why here, why not? The answer is, it's the Rabbanan. I did what I want. There I was, didn't want to be machmir, I want to be machmir. See, boy seima, hanach meisleis, leave that alone. You're dealing with the Rabbanan. And since you're dealing with the Rabbanan, don't tell them what to do. They want to be machmir by the case of the Meisleis, right? They didn't want to be machmir. I want to be machmir by the case of the Chala, and not the machmir on the Meisleis, where you're dealing with, again, Altaras HaKodesh. Tosis gives a quickie hesbo for that arbitrary statement. I mean, it's arbitrary. I do what I want. It's not really. The Hanach Meisleis the Rabbanon. The last line. Afagav the Nishan Named the Rabbanon. The case of Nishan was also the Rabbanon, and by Nishan you were Machmir. Afagav the Nishan Named the Rabbanon. But Tumas Meisleis is killed three. Shein Shum Sofik Tuma B'Shor Shosekas B'Taros. When she was making the taharos, no issue was ever raised. Issue was raised when? Tomorrow. Tomorrow there'll be an issue. Tomorrow she became a nidah. I don't know, well, when did she became a nidah? She found the blood tomorrow. Could it be from yesterday too? So Rabbanim goes to Meisli Eis. But at the time when she was baking her bread, she was clean. There was no shaila whatsoever about her. In the case of Nishon, that Shaila created right away. He came in after unloading the donkey, right? And they say, hey, you know, fella, that worker of yours who's helping you, he's a Zov. Oh, it's a problem. Did he lean on me? Didn't he lean on me? Right? So there you're dealing already. So when he goes and he touches Chulin, when he touches Truma, Chulin Altar HaKodesh, or regular Kodesh, there I have a real Shaila. Was he tummy or wasn't he tummy? By the case of the woman, when the action was done, the action that raised the shayla, meaning she made challah, no one had any shaylas on her. That's what Tosfos says, his understanding. Therefore, it's kill. In one case, you have an exit, an existing shayla. Therefore, you have to paskin kula l'chumra. But in our case, right, you're dealing with a situation where there was no shayla whatsoever at the time when she was dealing with the chulin. The shayla happened 24 hours later. Therefore, you can't compare the two. Okay, I think we'll stop here.